Well, medical researchers have made a lot of progress developing artificial versions of organs like the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys, but they've been stumped by artificial blood. Blood is especially hard to recreate because it does so many things, from carrying oxygen to helping the immune system to heating and cooling the body. Well, now some Missouri researchers have taken a big step forward in creating artificial blood. Alex Smith from Here and Now contributor KCUR reports.
It's still dark when 70-year-old Johnny Matz arrives to make his regular donation at the Community Blood Center in Kansas City.
Get her done, brother. Just honestly, yeah, I start my day out like this.
Matz has been donating blood, plasma, or platelets for 45 years, and now does it every other Friday morning. He's a retired railroad worker and says the early morning tradition began as a way to cap off a night shift.
When I very first started, I worked midnight to 8 o'clock, and so I came up here after I got off work.
Matz says he got into donating in part through his dad, who's now 92 and also still a regular donor.
So that's a huge inspiration to me, and then the Bible. You know, it says, love your neighbor as yourself, and this is one way I'm trying to love my neighbor back.
Keeping blood banks well-stocked takes the help of lots of donors like Matt's, because blood has a short shelf life and is always in demand. And donated blood isn't easy to work with. It has to be kept cool and matched for type. About a generation ago, researchers thought they were closing in on creating a substitute for donated blood.
I would say a lot of the different products that have been introduced over the years have had a lot of promise.
University of Kansas hospital surgeon Michael Moncure was involved in trials for a blood substitute that was introduced in the 80s and was made using hemoglobin, the part of the blood that carries oxygen. In several different versions, hemoglobin molecules were linked so they wouldn't fall apart in the body. Hopes were high. Then came the clinical trials.
The last blood substitute that we utilized in a trial that looked like it had the most promise actually showed that there was a higher level or rate of heart attacks that were associated with that.
It turned out that hemoglobin outside of a blood cell doesn't play nicely with the rest of the body. Some patients using this blood substitute had heart attacks or strokes or big spikes in blood pressure. In 2008, the National Institutes of Health released a study laying out the dangers of artificial blood. John Olson, a biochemist at Rice University, said that made a lot of researchers and investors jump ship.
Sadly, a lot of companies went out of business in 2008.
Since then, research has shown that real donated blood may have a shorter safe shelf life than originally thought. Rice says those findings have made many researchers rethink the possibilities of artificial blood.
So over the last few years, people have gone back to relook at this.
Among the new breed of researchers is Dr. Doctor.
My name is Alan Doctor. I'm a pediatric intensivist here at Children's Hospital in St. Louis and at Washington University in St. Louis.
Doctor's been working on a blood substitute called erythromure. It starts with hemoglobin molecules, but covers them in a synthetic coating. Doctor says putting a coating on these tiny molecules is a painstaking process.
Right now, we're really in the sort of the craft beer stage, where it's lovingly made by graduate students in a research laboratory.
The substance is a powder, not a liquid, to make it easier for use in the field. The U.S. Army is probably the biggest potential customer for artificial blood, and erythromure is especially suited for use in battlefields. The powder can be carried in someone's pocket and doesn't have to be kept cool.
And when we want to reconstitute it and use it, literally, you just add water. You add water and shake it, and boom, it's ready for injection.
Doctor recently presented his work at the annual meeting of the American Society of Hematology. It's been used successfully in rats and mice, but is still in early stages of testing. John Olson believes that the synthetic coating on hemoglobin has the potential to avoid the problems of previous versions of artificial blood.
A lot more work needs to be done, but it's an interesting new idea.
Erythromure would probably only be a temporary fix, something to use until a patient can get donated blood. And it just carries oxygen, none of the other things that blood does. Olson says that an actual replacement for donated blood probably won't be manufactured from scratch in the laboratory. Instead, it will be grown using stem cells.
Yeah, nice little vein here.
Back at the Community Blood Center, Johnny Madz settles in for an hour and a half platelet donation session. Because even after decades of work, a true replacement for donated blood is still a long way off. And it's the generosity of donors like Madz that's needed to continue saving lives. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Smith.